Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon with the National Guild of Hypnotists, and we do have a special guest with us today who's all the way from Utah, and I say all the way because we are pretty much across the country from each other. Please welcome the brain trainer, Holly Stokes. Hi, Holly.
Hello. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, where are you located in Utah? Are you further north or?
Just around Salt Lake City area. I do have a wellness clinic in Taylorsville.
Taylorsville. How long have you been in Taylorsville?
We moved over here. I think it's been about 2 years now. In the spring, it'll be 3. I don't know. It's such a, thinking about time is kind of a time warp there.
Right. So. Are you officially from Utah or?
I was born in California and then my family moved to Utah. I grew up in Northern Logan, which is really close to the Idaho border. And then spent a lot of time in Utah and then grew up here and then traveled around the Northwest a little bit and then ended up back here about 10 years ago. Well, a little more, like 12 or so.
It's funny how we always end up back somewhere that whatever comfortable or whatever we like the best, right? I was talking about that today with people on if they stayed in town after graduating high school or everyone dispersed. And it seems like a lot of people dispersed.
Yeah.
Some found their way back, but.
Yeah, well, it's a great place. There's a lot of really great outdoor activity out here, skiing in the winters and then lakes and rivers during the summers, hiking. So if you like the outdoors, a lot of different country out in Utah, and then a bunch of national parks in the south that are amazing. We just don't see it anywhere else. Arches National Park. So it's a good place.
Yeah, we know that you like the outdoors because you are a wilderness counselor, right?
I was, yeah. I worked with at-risk teens for about 10 years and, working with teens, helping them with motivation, self-reliance, communication. And that actually got me started in the track of psychology, and hypnosis was just a really good fit along with that track as well.
Now, you have a Bachelor of Science in psychology. Did you have that first and then you became certified as a hypnotist?
Yeah, so I had been working wilderness therapy programs for about 10 years and got to see kind of the inside workings of how we can know what the challenge is, but still not make ourselves do it. And I was inspired from the psychologists who would come in and work with the kids. I really felt like I could help them if I knew, if I went through the psychology track. So I was doing my coursework there. And kind of around the same time, one of the psychology, I think it might have been health psychology class, but one professor instructor was showing a video on the placebo effect. And this is actual research. And we're watching this video, the placebo effect, and talking about how just the belief that we have a pill, even though it has no medication, no therapeutic effect, it will actually cause symptoms in the body. So like a red pill will cause a stimulating effect and a blue pill will cause a sedative effect. And so we're recognizing that this equation of how our body is responding is not just biological, that there is like the whole mental psychology is somehow communicating in or informing the body. So anyway, going through this, another thing that blew me away, and I do have these placebo, these links to these placebo research videos. It's all scientific. And It's even surgeries, placebo surgeries are showing results similar to the actual surgery. So this blew me away. And one of the last screens in one of these documentaries was a man undergoing hypnosis using no anesthesia, only hypnosis during brain surgery. Had to add that part in there. So he's going through brain surgery. He's talking to the surgeons. He's awake and has no pain. And I was blown away. Like, how is this that the mind can actually cause the body to change, but also to erase pain in place of anesthesia, that he could use hypnosis? So I was so fascinated with this. And when I asked my psychology professors, they're like, oh, psychologists, they really believe that hypnosis is mostly people playing along. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I found a local school, and that was history. They were doing a joint certification, hypnosis and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which are very interlaced. And NLP actually was patterned after Milton Erickson, a famous psychiatrist and hypnotist. So there's a lot that is crossing over and very complementary between the two.
And you're a master NLP programming coach, which means what?
Yeah, so I also was so inspired with the field of NLP. I just took as many trainings as I could and kind of went through that whole track. Of course, there's lots of different, you know, dives into specialties that you could do as well. But the typically with NLP trainings, there is the practitioner level where you get a certain set of skills that you can be pretty effective. And then you go into, they call it master NLP program, which is an extra set of skills, a little more of a deep dive, and looking at, I think it kind of focuses on these meta programs of the mind, how our energies, mind, body, spirit system is wired at kind of these levels of the filters. So a lot of how we experience the world, how we see the world, has to do with what our brain is actually noticing. Two people, and this is where relationships can get so tricky, because they're actually noticing or wired to notice different things. And you have two people trying to communicate, but their minds, their unconscious minds, are filtering other information. And so it's convoluting whatever message they're trying to communicate. Anyway, so NLP goes into the master level, but then there's also another level beyond that, which is NLP with health, which is how do we use these brain body skills, which actually a lot of NLP over the years have really noticed is also shifting our energetic system. So mind, body, spirit, I believe it's all interconnected. And I've seen it over and over in my practice. So the next level beyond master NLP is NLP health, which is how do we use these skills to actually start redirecting the body or to affect the body, as seen in the placebo research. How can we harness that and affect it in positive ways?
So that's interesting. So you've done a lot already and have a lot. And is that why it seems like you're really interested in obviously how the brain affects everything starting there? Is that why you call your
practice? Yeah. That's really kind of the track. And, you know, I came, my dad was a research biochemist, so kind of predisposed me, I guess you could say, to really love the science, but then also how it interlaces with our energetic and our spiritual system and how all of that plays in together. So I really do see it as all interconnected.
Now, with all this, knowledge that you have and you know, in your degree and everything in your practice, so for those listening to us that are thinking about hypnosis, or what do in your practice, the brain trainer practice that you have, what kind of things can you do to help everyday people?
So the field of hypnosis is really dynamic, and because it is at the level of our mind and how we relate to the world outside of ourselves, it can affect so many different areas. And so over the years, I've noticed like definitely had a percentage of clients come in for anxiety, about 30% anxiety, and related to like programs of the mind around trauma, how that generates anxiety or how our worries connect with anxiety. These things that, when we feel we have a runaway mind, can't sleep, have a hard time focusing or concentrating, we kind of take it for granted that our mind is running haywire, but it's actually operating off of brain habits under the surface that are causing the symptoms. So if we can put it into term of habits, now it becomes much more changeable. So, oh, I have habits in my brain, in my mind, that are then causing this fight or flight response, this anxiety or the scattered thinking, difficulty with focus. And the good news is, as you know, with hypnosis, the brain can learn quickly. We might call it even the mind brain because it's more than just the neurology. It's also that expansive mind. Like, what is our consciousness, how that interfaces with our brain habits. So from there, we can change these brain habits, even rewire people to think differently, feel differently, and have a different experience in life. And that's what I found so powerful with hypnosis. So I've worked a lot with anxiety and trauma, also developed a lighter you hypnosis weight loss program, which is really a deep dive into recognizing, okay, you have cravings, what's going on under the surface? So it's not just about squashing them, but what is the mind trying to express? What is the unconscious mind trying to share? Or what's it trying to communicate? And that's a lot of the processes kind of from that philosophy or principle. If we look at what is the mind and body spirit system doing, and why is it doing that, and how can we help it in its healing course?
Do you find that, I mean, obviously, I know you are been successful with folks that have come in and regarding whatever things that are going on with them, that you're able to help them with all of this, working with the helping with their mind and in hypnosis, et cetera, that you've been successful in doing that.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I've been in this field 18 years, and I do share some client stories in my new book that came out this year. It's The Miracle Code. Just have a visual there for you.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, and it's just so fascinating how this, I believe it's a vastly untapped resource, the power of our mind to affect our body. We've known about the placebo effect since the 1960s. That's when they passed legislation that all our pharmaceuticals need to show an effect above the placebo effect. And the placebo effect can account for like 50% or more of results from a study. So we've instituted this effect into how pharmaceuticals are tested. And we've known about it, but we've also operated like the scientific world has been kind of dismissive about it. Oh, that's just the placebo. And it's kind of like it's a trick of the mind. In fact, that's a lot of what psychology classes were telling me. It's a short-lived or it's a trick of the mind. But when you look at some of the research and placebo surgeries that they followed up with, even 2 years after the surgery, had the same recovery results, same benefits as people who had the actual surgery. That's not a trick of the mind. There's something in the mind, yeah, that is causing real healing. Something very real is happening there. So that's all just been very fascinating to me. And that's really what inspired my book, The Miracle Code, is about that same window of time that I graduated psychology classes. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. And Western medical route, they've saved my life a couple of times. I recognized somewhat along that journey, I was following, what they were saying to do. And somewhere along that journey, recognized in that model as a very biochemical model. And they didn't really have a plan for me to get better. And so I really looked at, okay, how can I support my own well-being? How can I support my own body in its healing work? And I'd already certified with NLP and hypnosis. So I started applying those skills and tools to my own situation, my condition, and kind of used myself as a guinea pig. Does this help me feel better? And I did find relief by degrees. And what I found along the way, it was kind of about untangling this mass of brain habits of anxiety and trauma, underlying stress patterns that were then affecting my body. This is kind of the same principle we see with IBS. In fact, I think it was last year at the NGH, I went to one topic that talked about IBS. It has been said by the American College of Gastroenterology that IBS, the number one effective treatment, is now hypnotherapy, gut-directed hypnotherapy, which really just means that you're focusing on giving positive messages to the gut to act differently to kind of heal whatever. And I found also working with people with IBS, it's internalized stress. So if we take that model of internalized stress and brain habits of stress and stress that has internalized from the unconscious mind, now we have something to work with. And how can we clear out those stress habits and patterns, create the inner peace, inner calm, that allows mind, body, spirit to rebalance and ultimately to heal itself. So
What's
that's
amazing is it works.
what's that?
So what's amazing is hypnosis works for it.
It does. And like I said, it all works together. So that's kind of the basis of healing, is that the body is doing it. Or let's look at my health psychology classes called it biopsychosocial model, that our biology is affected by our psychology. Absolutely true. We see that in the stress response, that when we get stressed, our body responds immediately, releasing stress hormones and, right? And also our social connections are part of this mix. So biology, psychology, our sociology, all of this. And then also it doesn't really count yet for, okay, but kind of spiritual factors are included in there. So that's another whole element. But of course, hypnosis also has answers within that realm as well.
That's true.
So, and we can also look at spiritual aspect as more like, how are we inspired? How are we innovating? How are we tapping into creativity and flow, which also requires alpha brainwave states? Which alpha brainwave states take us into our natural healing states as well.
That's
So,
true. And the hypnosis and NLP definitely help enhance these things to help the person enhance those things.
exactly. And it's kind of that's what I love about hypnosis and NLP. They're kind of like mini formulas. Like, here's a process that you can take with hypnosis, like a script, or NLP, like a series of exercises, right? And then give it to the mind to then walk the person through it. So it is like, everyone's healing journey may be a little bit different, but when we use hypnosis as a method of tapping into harnessing this placebo effect, but let's call it the more expansive powers of mind and body to update, right? To greater levels of health and well-being. So I hope I don't sound too much too out there, but it's such an exciting field. And I think we're seeing more and more research come to light on this.
Now, your new book talks about all of this. Yes.
Yeah. And I kind of share my process of recognizing what my internal stressors were. And also, I share client stories where we had sessions and it would inspire something. Oh, this is like something that I could address for myself. So, in the results that they got, I recognized, oh, hey, there's more going on here. I can look at a deeper level and also create more results for myself. So, it really kind of is a deep dive into utilizing the skills. And I do share a couple tools and processes in the book as well that people can start using, you know, if they're interested in mind-body healing, which is, I believe, a more expansive vision of how our bodies are operating, or, you know, how our systems, we're not. In fact, one of my herbal instructors said, you know, there are no fences in the body. Everything is interrelated. We definitely see that with the thoughts we think. If we think depressive thoughts, we feel depressed and low energy. And it also affects our immune system. I mean,
that's
you
true.
Know, that whole thing, it's all interconnected. So, yeah.
So your new book's called The Miracle Code.
Yeah, Miracle Code. And there's the subtitle, Elevate Your Mind to Heal Your Body. There's a lotus on the front.
Now, obviously, hypnotists would love to read a book like that. What
I
about
sure hope so.
the public? Do you think that that would be something that, you know, if they're not a hypnotist, that they might be interested in understanding, and maybe it would help them with something going on in their life?
Yeah, and I wrote it for, you know, the average person. Are the numbers of people with chronic illness are on the rise, and the numbers of people with autoimmune are on the rise. And I knew I needed bigger answers for myself, which really inspired this path in this book. So I really wrote this as not only my story and experience, but how can you take the principle or the element that I share and apply it to your own self, to your own healing and recovery. And so it really is written for the, you know, the person that's struggling to overcome a health issue or a health challenge, that's looking for bigger answers. And I also kind of share that or map out a process to understanding really at a practical level how these things are affecting us. And then also for practitioners to read the book that they could recognize, hey, there's a whole set of tools here to mind body healing that we can very at a very practical level that we can implement with our clients and help them move forward on their path and their journey.
Definitely on the hypnosis side, I mean, you know, hypnotists, this is another tool that they can learn about to recognize when they're dealing with clients, and an important tool.
Definitely.
So if
Yeah.
somebody wanted to get your new book, how would they get that?
Yeah. So I have some of these. I have these links to the BBC placebo research documentaries. And so if you go to my website at thebraintrainerllc.com/book, gives a short description of the book. You can sign in there and then it'll send you a link. It'll take you on a link to, you'll get the link to the documentaries, and you'll also get the link to buy it. You can find it on Amazon, but if you want, if you're like a science junkie like myself, then you'll probably want that placebo effect research as well.
Well, hopefully we'll also get it in the NGH bookstore. We'll have to make sure
I would love to, yes.
Now, as an author, so this is your third book, is that correct? Or your second book? Which one is it?
Yes, it is my third book. The first is A Lighter You, Train Your Brain to Slim Your Body, which is really what I put together. And again, I used myself as a guinea pig. I went from whitewater guiding and backpacking, hiking 5-10 miles a day, to going back to school and studying, and I gained 40 pounds. And about that same time, I had certified in hypnosis. And I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do? How can I apply this to myself? So I'd always been interested in the field of health and natural healing. So that's kind of my first book. It's okay, I'll just share a visual. A Lighter You, Train Your Brain to Slim Your Body. And it's kind of mapped out as a 6-week program to 6 chapters, very simply outlined, to how to do the mind game of weight loss. It's not just about calories or foods. It's really about how you relate to yourself, to the foods, to the body. And all of this, again, is kind of that interconnected formula, I would say. So, and I think I did share a couple of, I know I did a couple of courses that are similar, like changing cravings. I think I did that one last year at the NGH. And the year before I did, it may have been hypnosis for weight loss, but it was to that related field.
In along with the lines of this book, your first book, what would you say when it comes to people taking the new medication for weight loss? I mean, I think that hypnosis still needs to be part of their life, because they still have to train their brain to, besides the medication, that's not the only thing that's going to do it for them.
I definitely agree with you. And the challenge that we're seeing with the medication, sure, it's fast and it takes the weight off, but I have been following some of the research on things like Wegovy and Ozempic. These are, and I've had a couple of clients that have tried it. And I steer away from being like judgmental with clients, so like, oh, okay, you're doing that. Well, let's see how it works for you. And what they're finding is once they go off the medication, the weight comes back. If they haven't learned to change how they see food and how they relate to food. So here's one habit in particular. Like emotional eating or stress eating. Stress eating is probably, we probably all have been there, right? Oh, I don't know what to do. Or we get anxious and then we're looking for something crunchy, chips or pretzels or something. And then we do that stress eating or stress snacking. And of course, if we're getting stressed a lot, which we are as a culture, the cortisol hormones are going, which causes offsets of other hormones. It's causing sugar can cause. And of course, when we're stressed, we often go for more sugar. So eating sugar can also start affecting your hormone balance. And again, over time, chronic cortisol levels that aren't reduced causes more weight gain, actually causes the body to gain more weight. So it really is like a whole internal system. And so how can we be more mindful with understanding food? And especially over the years, I've really gravitated to more of an intuitive approach with food and cravings. So instead of looking at, the brain is bad or it's against me. Looking at, okay, what is this craving telling me? How can we work with the unconscious mind to come to a more recognized approach with food? Recognizing when I'm full, recognizing to be clear with my emotions when they come up rather than reaching for the ice cream, like having just better day-to-day brain habits. And it does relate to multiple areas of our life.
That's why I think that hypnosis has been successful, is because that's exactly what it's doing. It's it's not a miracle thing that happens overnight, but it's definitely helping you as an individual who's trying to lose weight to train yourself
Definitely.
how to be where you need to be, for
And
one.
it's addressing kind of the parts of the mind that are in charge of those habits. And definitely works at a deeper level for sure. So along with the Lighter You program, I also recognized clients would come in and they'd say things like, I know calorie counting. I know all of the calorie, the numbers of calories in every food that goes in my shopping cart. So I know that if I eat this candy bar, I'm not going to eat dinner. And I'm like, hey, wait, no, this is not helping you. So our calorie counting system, which people have been so tied to or so has been so advertised or promoted, it's not telling you the real issues. It's not telling you about the quality of foods. It's not telling you about what your body needs. So I created a new kind of a new little roadmap, and it doesn't get into the specifics of nutrition, but it really focuses on just is healthy eating made simple. I started as Health Coach's Guide to Nutrition, but I actually am in the process of changing the title to Healthy Eating Made Easy or Made Simple. And it's really looking at how can we, think of like the modern American dinner plate. modern American diet, you have a big chunk of meat, you have some carbs, and you have like a token vegetable, maybe a few peas. And then the meat gets eaten and the carbs get eaten, and then, the peas may or may not. So it's just thinking about, okay, half of your plate, if that could be veggies. Now, vegetables give us phytochemicals, they give us nutrients, they give us these enzymes that actually help us use our food. They give us these tiny chemicals that unlock processes in your body, these phytonutrients that helps your body heal and repair. So many of the vegetables have anti-cancer properties. And so this is kind of some of the background from the herbalist training that I had in my 20s. So I created this, it's kind of like workbook style. It goes along with the A Lighter You program. And it's really just how to start seeing categories of foods differently and get away from that old pyramid model. They have like 12 grain servings as the base. Like, no, this is not helping you. Your base should be vegetables. And of course, along the way, intuitive eating. So pay attention to what your body's asking for. So people that get into really strict diets, they're often discounting their intuitive self of what their body is needing to the rules of whatever diet. The more we can get into an intuitive process with it, recognizing what's healthy versus what's not healthy, then the clearer we can be, or the more it's easier to sustain. Like I lost that 40 pounds that I talked about. I lost that within like 2 years of creating the A Lighter You program, and I've kept it off. It hasn't required dieting. I don't believe in dieting, depriving ourselves, counting calories. Sometimes counting calories is helpful for portion sizes, but I'm not a fan. If we can just get to recognizing what the body wants and needs, we can sustain it easily. We don't have to obsess about food and we feel better. We feel energized, healthy, alive when we're feeding our body in ways that really help it, that really work for
That's
it.
true. That's true. Excellent.
I know I
Excellent.
have a lot of words. So,
No,
thank
that's
you for your
fine.
patience.
So if people are interested in any one of your books, they can go to your website. You want to give that again for me, the website.
Yep, thebraintrainerllc.com. And if you want the miracle code specifically, /book. But on the website, you'll also see programs. I do the advanced training for hypnotists, a Lighter You hypnosis weight loss program. We cover multiple categories. There's at least five essential categories to address, including cravings, sabotage, stress levels. We go through a whole process how to untangle those patterns for your clients, because everybody's a little bit different, and kind of map out a customized plan for them to get to their healthy weight and also creating those habits and patterns that help them sustain it through time. I also want to mention, if it's okay, that I am looking for people to share their stories. I know I'm not the only one who's getting remarkable stories with clients. And I'd love to hear other people who have had great results with them, with healing their own health conditions, or also in helping their clients to do so. So I'd love for people to reach out.
Excellent. I'm sure there's lots of stories out there that
I
unfortunately
know.
we don't hear them all. But
It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
now between you and myself, if we get enough of the hear these stories, we'll get a bunch of people on who shared them, and they can share them with everybody.
That's right. Yep.
That'd be great. Excellent. Now your practice is in.
Taylorsville. It's one of the little towns. It's Greater Salt Lake area, kind of just south of Salt Lake City Central.
Taylorsville, Utah.
Yep.
Okay. It's the brain trainer, Holly Stokes. Thank you very much. I mean, author, speaker, coach, hypnotist, NLP,
NLP Master Programming
so
Practitioner.
many titles. And we're glad you took the time to sit down with us and talk to us about your new book and about what you're doing in Utah and about your practice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, NGH podcast at ngh.net.